don't be the great somebody. Say, you know what? Marge gave me that idea. Wasn't that an awesome idea? Right? Don't hit back. Discover beauty in everyone. Boy, sometimes you got to feel like you got to dig awful hard to find beauty in people, don't you? But you know what's amazing to me? And I remind myself of this. I'm an impatient driver. And I remind myself of this even with the people that are driving in front of me. But in a more deeper level, there are friends that you have. Maybe you wouldn't call them friends, workmates, people that you are around, right? And you're thinking, man, could God really create this person? I mean, I'm just being honest here, right? Did God really create? Dear God, what in the world were you thinking? Right? But you know what? Life makes us build calluses, doesn't it? Life makes us put masks on. Life experiences hurt many times, don't they? And so we build up these walls around us, and sometimes rudeness is a wall. Sometimes coldness is a wall. But you know what? As Christians, remember what I said, if we boiled the entire Bible down to one sentence, do you remember what I said it would be? God is a God of relationships. God is a God of relationships. So as Christians who have brought this person of Christ into our life as the leader of our life, who has placed new clothes on us. But first, He took those old clothes off, those old garments. He stripped us clean and put fresh garments on us. And if God is a God of what? Guess what we, with the new garments, are to do? We're to go out and we're to what? Find relationships. We are to discover the beauty in everyone. Because you know what? No matter how ugly people can be, there is beauty underneath there somewhere. And that beauty is how God really created them to be. They've just forgotten. They've lost track. This is a toughie. If you've got it in you, get along with everybody. Now, there is a little something about this idea of responding to God's love in this way. And in this day and age, it can be pretty confusing. Because it would seem that that statement could make us become pretty soft and confused people, couldn't it? If you've got it in you, get along with everybody. You know, what we have to understand is there will be times when the world will not understand the points at which Christian standards will not permit us to understand. There will be times, because it's important, when the world will not understand the points at which Christian standards will not permit those who hold them to go along with the ways of the world. That's when we run for dear life from evil.